Hare Krishna. Question: is there lesser and lesser need for God as more and more things are being explained by science? In the past, God was needed to explain storms, but now we know they are caused by the mechanisms involving the movement of the wind. Past, God was thought to be causing rains, but by now we know the mechanism by which the ocean absorbs water and God causes rains. So, whatever we can't explain now, in the future we will be able to find out through science, and then there will be no need for God left. So thus, the increasing explanations that are provided make the need, make God unnecessary as an explanation? Answer: God is not the explanation for the unexplainable. God is fundamentally the explanation for explainability. That means that God is the reason why there are explanations. Now, if we consider a completely atheistic, godless vision of the cosmos, then what is the story of such a cosmos? Something exists. So basically, nothing existed, and because of nothing, nothing exploded, and by the explosion of nothing, because of nothing, everything came about. And that everything includes the world around us and the minds within us. Now, if both are products of unguided natural phenomena, then why should there be order and remarkable order in the outer world? And why should that order in the outer world coincide with the capacity of our minds to perceive that order? So, we see that the outer world is governed by phenomena of mathematical precision. And if our brains are just the product of chance mutations, and ultimately they are the products of unguided variations in cosmic dust, then maths is not nothing but just the some firing of brain chemicals. So the whole conception of maths, which is just why should certain patterns of firing in brain cells, why should that coincide with the outer world's order? So the very fact of explainability, that means we may say that, okay, the planets move because of gravity, F is equal to gm1 m2 upon r square, but why do the planets move according to a particular order, and why does that order coincide with the mathematical equations that we can postulate with our brains? So the explainability requires an explanation, and that explainability comes from God. It is God who has designed the outer world, it is God who has designed our inner minds, and it is God who has put the order in the outside world, and it is God who has put within our minds the capacity to perceive the outside order. And that's why this explainability, which is uncovered by science, which science, if we misappropriate it as a tool for promoting atheism, then science itself cannot explain the explainability. Science can perceive and mathematically measure and verify the laws of nature, but science itself can't explain why the laws of nature exist. So, the very explainability requires an explanation, and God is the explanation for the explainability. To postulate God as the explanation for the unexplainable, and then to say that, oh, we can explain, so we don't need God, this is a straw man argument. Sometimes when a person who claims to be a boxer does not have the guts to face a real boxer, so then that person makes a straw replica of that boxer and then just beats that straw replica and claims that I have beaten that champion boxer. So this argument is like that, a straw man. You know, the Bhagavad Gita defines God not as something who contradicts nature, someone who contradicts nature, but mayadhyakshena prakriti suyate sacharachar mehetunanena kaunte jagad viparivartate. Mayadhyakshena prakriti, that material nature works under his supervision, and material nature has its order by which things function. So the orderliness of material nature is accepted, and it is said that it is supervised by God. So the point is that if some people conceive of God as the explanation for the unexplainable, then that is their problem. But that is not the definition of God that is given in the great theistic traditions of the world. And if we understand the proper definition of God, then the more science is able to explain, the more that explainability will require an explanation. The more strongly we will need God as the explanation for the explainability. Thank you. Hare Krishna.